Hey y'all, this is Sam.
And this is Steven.
And this is Crimology. This is episode 141.
I'm back.
He is back.
Everybody thought I was dead. Or they just didn't even realize I was not on the show.
Whoops.
Oops. Also, there might be audio issues because we're trying something different tonight. So, hopefully there's not.
This is what happens when Steven isn't in some episodes and we go a couple weeks without recording. He says, I forgot how to do everything.
Yeah, my brain just completely blanked on how we even record. So.
And then we sat here for 30 minutes while he fiddled.
You're welcome.
But here we are. Episode 141.
Just be lucky you didn't have to sit through that 30 minutes of me figuring out things.
It's true. Before we get started, make sure to do all the things. We have Instagram and Facebook. Both are at Crimology Pod. We have email at crimologypod@gmail.com. Make sure to like, subscribe, share, post, 5 stars. Do all of those things. Yeah, let's just get into it. I don't think there's anything else to tell y'all. So, let's get into it. This is episode 141, Carrick Majors. This week's state is Tennessee.
Oh, we're back with everybody's least favorite game. Or Sam likes to guess. Okay, Sam, what is the three main colors of the Tennessee flag?
Red.
Yep.
Blue.
Yep.
White.
Yep.
Whoa.
Pretty easy. What is the capital of Tennessee?
Memphis.
No. It's the other big one.
Nashville?
Thank you.
Interesting.
Good job. I'm surprised you didn't guess that right off. Let me see here. When?
You ask me these questions and then literally every single town leaves my mind.
Yeah, apparently so. When was it? What state number was it?
Is it the tens?
It is the teens.
18?
You're close. 16.
Dang.
Let me see one last thing here. Let's see. Do you know what their one of the nickname for Tennessee?
The country state.
That's not it.
Don't know.
Oh my gosh. It is the Volunteer State.
Wow.
That's why they are, you know, Tennessee Volunteers. Uh-huh. Knoxville? Okay. Let's see. What is the state? What's the state food?
Hot chicken.
That would be Kentucky.
I guess that's true.
It would be the tomato.
Oh.
I like throw that one at you because I know you'll never get that one. I did, you know. Throw that one at you to humble you a little
What's
bit.
What's their flower?
Well, they have three.
Is one of them a sunflower?
No. Iris, the passion flower, and something I'm not going to try to pronounce.
A passion flower. Interesting. All right. Well, the more you know. There you go, Tennessee. This week, we're talking about a race-motivated murder and how this case might make Tennessee history when it's officially finished. Boom, boom. Stick around for that.
Ooh.
August 26, 1987, in Nashville, Tennessee, around 7 p.m., 14-year-old Carrick Majors and four of his friends were hanging out around town. When walking around, they found a flea market kind of set up. So they go, they cross the street, going to check it out. The owners of this flea market, and when I say flea market, like it's a table set up on the side of the road, okay? The owners of this flea market are 24-year-old Donald Middlebrooks and his wife, 17-year-old Tammy. They were both homeless, and then they had taken under their wing 16-year-old runaway Robert Bruton Jr. So, when I say, like, flea market, it's this items of no value that they had collected just to try to get some money, And instead of asking for money, they like found these items for somehow and then like were charging people items. The boys come up to the table to look and see what they had when Tammy starts yelling at the boys and telling them to go away. When Tammy did this, it caused Carrick to drop a $2 vase he was holding. The trio then begins yelling and screaming at the boys, so the boys run off and Donald and Robert chase after them. Robert and Donald are able to catch Carrick, but they're not able to catch the other boys. They throw him to the ground, kicking and beating him while screaming racial slurs at him. Then they drag him back to their little camp that the trio had set up. And then the other boys saw all of this happened. They run away to go tell Carrick's family what happened. The trio took Carrick to a wooded area and they tie him up. Tammy stays behind with Carrick while Donald and Robert go and try to look for the other boys. When they weren't able to find the other boys, they come back and this is when they start beating Carrick. They force Carrick to remove all of his clothes. They beat him with brass knuckles. They hit him with various sticks that they found. His nose was burnt with a lighter. He was urinated on various times. And an X was carved into his chest. When the group was done beating him, they stabbed Carrick in the chest twice, leading to his death after he bled out. Now Carrick's friends go to Carrick's house, and they go to Carrick's mom's, Deborah, and they tell her everything that happened, and Deborah immediately calls police. A police officer reports to Deborah's house and takes her report. He does file a missing persons report, but that's it. He doesn't start a search for Carrick. He doesn't go ask Carrick's friends any questions. He doesn't go try to find the homeless trio. Nothing. Nothing is done with this. And then this officer's supervisor also doesn't do anything. Procedure was that the supervisor was also supposed to make a visit to Deborah's house, but he just decided not to. So that adds into the mix of all of this. When Deborah saw that nothing was being done with her son's case, she goes to a juvenile court to tell them about the kidnapping. But these officials label Carrick as a runaway, and Deborah is told that there is no one available to go look for him. So then at this point, Deborah and her family and friends start their own search. April 26th, the next day, around 3:30 p.m., Carrick's naked body is found near a dry creek bed where a foam mattress was placed over it. And then the next day, April 28th, Robert ends up calling police and tells them to meet him at a local donut shop. And this is the 16-year-old that's not one of the couples. There, he voluntarily informs police of Tammy and Donald's involvement in the murder. Obviously, he's denying any involvement himself, but he gives all of this information to police. He then takes police to the knife that was used to kill Carrick and takes police to the shack that Tammy and Donald were living in. And then Tammy and Donald refused to go down without a fight. It wasn't until police dogs were able to take the pair down that they finally gave up and were arrested. Well, I say give up as, do you really give up if there's a police dog hanging on to you?
Right.
And so after that is when they finally are arrested. Now, obviously, during the interrogations, Donald is saying that Robert did it, and Robert's saying Donald did it. But Donald said that Robert was the one that actually stabbed Carrick, because Robert was saying it was a satanic ritual, and that he needed an offering for the devil. And he kind of, and then it turns into Robert's like, okay, yeah, I guess I did kick him and hit him a little bit, but like, I didn't kill him. And so, like, and then kind of, like, is, like, okay, I may have stabbed him once, but, like, Robert also did the other stabbing. And so, right. Like, that's kind of how it goes. And so, he keeps making up different stories, but eventually, he confesses to the murder. And I think in the end, that's what he stuck to, was I stabbed him once, and then Robert also stabbed him, or Donald also stabbed him once, I think is what they officially come down to. So May 8th, 1987, both of those officers that we talked about were suspended for improperly investigating Carrick's disappearance. The cop who showed up at Deborah's house but did nothing was suspended with no pay for 30 days but was not fired. And his supervisor was suspended for no pay for 20 working days but not fired. And that's, you know, America. But that's the only punishment they got. June 22nd, 1988, Robert was convicted of aggravated kidnapping, armed robbery, and first-degree murder, and he was sentenced to life in prison plus 75 years. January 27th, 1989, Tammy was convicted of assault of assisting in the kidnapping and the murder, and was sentenced to life in prison. And then September 19th, 1989, Donald was convicted of aggravated kidnapping and first-degree murder, and he was sentenced to death. Tammy and Robert didn't get a death sentence because of their ages. Donald was, how old was he, 18? Was he 18? Let me look. I should have had that. He was 24. So he was 24, so an adult, while Tammy was 17, and Robert was 16, and so because of their age, they just got life instead of
the death penalty. I am kind of surprised. I mean, I understand that, you know, she didn't have as much involvement in it, but, like, you see a lot of times now, like, you know, when something major happens, like, shooting or something like that, and they're close to adult, you know, quote, adult age, they get tried as adults.
Well, something like this major. You also said it, and you were talking about this book you had and how it joked about committing a crime from home.
Yes.
But even then, you hear of, like, cases now where people are like, okay, but I technically wasn't there. Like, I technically didn't do it. Like, Charles Manson, like, right, he didn't commit those murders. So technically, you're like, is he technically off of it? Because he didn't commit the murders, even though I convinced you to go do it. And so that's another one of those things where you're like, whoa, like, it's, and so it's on, like, the other flip of the coin of, like, whoa, Tammy was actually convicted when Tammy wasn't one of the ones that was actually killed him. So you're like, whoa, still you got life. But yeah, that's also what I thought of. So Robert and Donald didn't get it easy in prison. Robert was raped, and Donald was beaten so badly by other black inmates who heard what he did that he slashed his own throat and attempted suicide in order to seek more protection. Now, Donald still remains on death row. So, the historical part of this case, or that could possibly happen, that we still have to wait to see what actually happens because Donald is still on death row. If he is executed, Donald will be the first white person to be executed in the murder of a black person in modern-day Tennessee history. So, this is one of those that will have to be
updated.
To be determined.
Yeah.
I could go into, he had two different trials, which is why he was sentenced so long after the actual crime happened, because he had two different trials, and it was because they came into the trial seeking the death penalty, and then it turns out, you know, that some jurors actually weren't for the death penalty the whole time, and so because of that, they had to get do a new trial, and so blah, 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 blah. So he originally got two trials to begin with, but then was found guilty in both trials, and then it's, you know, just his execution date was scheduled, and then his team filed something which then takes his, I don't know how all of that works, but then it was like, take his execution date was like taken back. And so anyways, that's happened a bajillion times since, so I don't know how all of that happens, but he's still there. So we'll have to see.
So interesting enough, you know, because I just decided to go the, like, how many state, or, you know, what state has how many death row inmates. Tennessee has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that are listed on here, but it says there's 45 of them on death row in Tennessee.
That's wild.
So, I mean,
and so then that's also where I'm like, I don't understand the logistics behind it, because I'm like, what are you doing? Like, in the most respectful way, like, what are you waiting on? You know what I mean?
and I don't know if he's the governor right now, but it was basically Donald and do what? That's Oklahoma. Okay, we're mixing your state up here. But like there was a bunch of them that they were supposed to be scheduled to be executed in 22, and basically they were gonna do lethal injection, but there was I can't remember how exactly it was phrased out, but basically something wasn't completely right with the way that they were doing it originally or how they had scheduled to do it. So the governor pushed or suspended, quote unquote, these death sentences for Donald and I think 3 or 4 other people.
Interesting. Well, there you go.
But right now, I think he is actually the, he has spent the most time on death row, in at least for Tennessee.
I'm like, this is a heck of a long time.
34 years.
Goodness, freaking gracious.
So, California, I looked at California. They had some like 40-year people. Could you imagine that? Spending like half your life
on death row? Like, that's specifically, like, I'm like, well, you know, just in prison in general is also one of those. But like, literally the fact that, again, I don't know if they could just be like, hey, today's the day. Like, no heads up, no whatever. So we just picked today. So
I think they typically tell you.
Well, you know, but yes, that's how I know from, you know, is I know that they give you a heads up, but I don't know if that's a courtesy heads up or if that's like law, you know what I mean? But I'm like, that's a whole nother side of things, is to then live 40 years of your life, the fear of like, no, they're like, no, today's the day actually. So what's your last meal?
Interesting enough, there is 23 states without jurisdiction of the death penalty.
I did not
realize that there was that many.
I knew it was a very not common. I didn't
realize it was like half the United States.
What would be your death meal? Or your death meal? Your death row meal?
What meal would kill me?
Your death meal. Your May. Death meal. You're like Brussels sprouts and kale.
Like the worst everything things. Green. Worst things ever. I don't know. There definitely be cookie cake involved. I don't say that because it was my birthday last week and I had a lot of cookie cake last week, so that was very nice.
I know for sure we're having Texas Roadhouse rolls and butter. That's just what I know for sure.
Definitely having Texas Roadhouse bread.
As a little appetizer.
Hey, Texas Roadhouse, you're going to sponsor us.
Please. I don't know. Chicken and fries.
Of course.
I'd be good with that.
I was going to say
mashed
something.
Mashed potatoes.
I was going to say something. I 100% know mashed potatoes would be on yours.
I need to at least have 3 different forms of potatoes.
French fries, mashed potatoes, what would be your third?
I don't know. I love a good tater tot. Mm. I love a good baked. I love a good barbecue.
I forgot how redneck you sound normally.
I love a good potato.
I love a good potato.
All right, well, there you go. Episode 101.
We really went off
think
the
about
rails
what your think about your what your death row meal would be, but also what your death meal would be. What's your death meal?
Death meal would be like Brussels sprouts and kale. And
I don't know if there's anything I hate that'd be my death meal.
Really?
Oh, shoot. It was just black-eyed peas. My mom loves black-eyed peas, a bowl of black-eyed peas and lima beans. Goodness gracious, that'd be my death meal. Those are 2 things that my mom loves.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways.
We went off the rails big time.
Think about what your death row meal would be and what your death meal would be. Also, what would it be like to live on death row for 40 years? Anyways, episode 141.
It's been a while since you've had a co-host, isn't it?
I know. This is one of those, I mean, I say this every week where I'm like, this is case like surprise me. But this case, I was like going through it and I was like, oh, it's just like another, you know, case. But then I was like, what makes this case so like, why is it the most cert case in the state? And I was like, it's because it's still occurring. And I was like, and it'll make history. And that's why it's so looked up.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, we'll have to keep up with it and see when that happens. If it happens, and update you. But we'll do that later. So like always, this is episode 141. And this is Sam.
Rocky Top. This is Steven.
And this is Criminology.